This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
A gentleman joins us on our newsmaker line tonight who has filed a, or is, I believe, considering the lines of, I don't know if the suit's been filed yet, and we'll ask him in a moment, a lawsuit. I only saw, Mr. Bozell, a cursory information about it in the L.A. Times. If you could fill us in, Stephen Bozell joins us, and thank you, sir, first of all, for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us on.
Tell me how far along you've progressed in this legal action that is involving a neighbor of yours.
We're putting finishing touches on what we will present to the court on Monday. It's a lawsuit alleging reckless endangerment and trespassing.
Now, the story begins with you and your son, in your words, having a conversation about personal safety that was taken out of context.
Yes, sir, that is correct. If you want me to tell it.
Go ahead and, in your own words, tell us.
On Thursday of last week, my son, Stephen Jr., and I went over to the Vaughn's shopping grocery store in Corona, California, to purchase a frozen turkey for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. We transported the turkey in my vehicle to the corner of Shenley and Alvarado, which is in the city of Corona. It was at that time my son engaged me in a conversation about childhood pranks and so on that he and his friends had engaged in. It was at that time that I told him these pranks could get him very seriously hurt. One of them was he and his friends jumping off the roof of houses.
Okay.
And so on. As we were talking about this, I told him that he couldn't, that he could break his bones and so on and so forth. So the boy was very disinterested, my son was, and was seemingly discounting what I said. And I told him that I would show him, and we proceeded home. I went into our garage, I got out a ladder, and I went to the roof of our house, and I began, and my intention was to drop this frozen turkey off the roof of the house to show the boy that he could break bones. The turkey itself contains bones and so forth, and...
So this turkey would be a facsimile of him jumping off the roof to see what happens to it?
That is correct, yes. It was at that time I dropped the turkey from the roof of the house, and then I went down to look at it. Because of its frozen condition, nothing happened to it. Additionally, my neighbor, Mr. Roy Hutchins...
All right, before you mention him, you dropped the turkey off the roof, and it really wasn't banged up at all, huh?
No, sir, it was not. So I dropped the turkey off the roof. I had my son stand there to look, and then I come down to look at it and see what happened to it, and at that time, my neighbor, Mr. Roy Hutchins...
Who is also named in the suit.
Yes, sir, he is. Was on the east end of his property watching this, and he began to laugh, and when he began to laugh, my son also started to laugh, the effect of which was obviously to humiliate me while I was trying to teach my son a very valuable lesson. Mr. Hutchins then referred to me, and I've made note of this in my lawsuit, he referred to me as Evel Knievel.
And for people who, if I could interrupt, sir?
Yes.
For people who don't, Evel Knievel was a famous daredevil who used to jump his motorcycle over trucks and things?
Yes, sir.
And you considered that derogatory?
Well, I did, because after he called me Evel Knievel, he told my son that it was more likely that my son would get hurt having me, his father, drop a turkey on him than him jumping off a roof, the very thing I was telling him not to do.
Were the kids jumping off of roofs? So I know where your son said that their kids were jumping off of roofs. Were they jumping into hay or foam rubber or something like that?
No, sir. My understanding is they were trying to jump into a neighbor's pool from the roof of that man's house.
Okay, that's really dangerous.
Absolutely.
And so, in order to teach your boy this could hurt him, you were going to use this turkey as a sort of facsimile person, as I said, since it has bones in it, to show what can happen to a person.
Yes, sir. And I dropped it off the roof. And I went down and I looked at it, and nothing happened to it, which was humiliating enough, but then this man Hutchins made his comments.
All right, now the suit is asking a judge to force this man to vacate his property. It charges him with willful and reckless endangerment because of his laughing at you, and minimizes the lessons you're teaching your son, correct?
That is correct.
And why the trespassing?
My attorney tells me that at the instant he laughed at me and made fun of me, he was technically butting into my business. And my attorney can explain that, but it is technically a trespass on my property if he butts into my business like that. And the reason why I'm bringing this lawsuit, Mr. Henry, I'm bringing it on behalf of millions of parents who are trying to keep their children safe and are trying to teach their children to act in a responsible and safe manner, and many times are undercut or subverted by neighbors, teachers, friends who stand there and laugh at you and make fun of you while you're trying to do that.
All right, now, our number is on the Phil Hendry Show. If we could give the number out, Mr. Bozell, I'm sure there are people would have some comments for you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. As a parent, I understand about you wanting to teach safety. Do you find that dropping a frozen turkey from the roof of your house might have been the main inspiration for this man's comments?
I don't know what you mean by that. What I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You said you dropped this turkey to show your son the damage that could happen to him.
Yes, I did, and because the turkey has bones in it. The turkey would be like my son, and I threw it down at the ground. I picked it over my head, and I just chucked it down as hard as I could, right at the driveway. And then I pulled it, and then when nothing happened to it, then I got up and I threw it down on the cement around our pool, and nothing happened with then. And that's when Hutchins was over this Mr. Hutchins was over the fence making fun of me and laughing at me. We're trying to teach our children safety. And this man says, he calls me Evel Knievel, and said it's more likely that my son's going to get hurt by me throwing a turkey at my son. Additionally, my wife came out, and my wife is April Bozell. She came out. She said to me, you have a phone call. I mentioned this to my attorney, and my attorney said, well, that showed a very willful disregard for what the lesson I was trying to teach my son by telling me I got a phone call in the middle of me being laughed at and the humiliation.
Well, you're not suing your wife.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, it shows how many wives, many women in marriages, when a father's trying to teach the son a lesson, how they'll dismiss it and not treat it as if it's serious.
All right, because you got a wife and a neighbor here. Now the wife came out and said you got a phone call. You took that to mean what?
I took that to mean, and I was right in taking it to mean she didn't care about the lesson I was teaching my boy. She didn't care about the fact that my neighbor was there making fun of me and everything, calling me Evel Knievel and all of this. She didn't care that I had thrown a turkey on the driveway trying to get it to get messed up because I wanted to show my son. At that point, I went into the house, and I looked in, and my wife had purchased a bone-in roast, and because it had the bones, it was a rib roast, actually, so I took that up on the roof and threw it off. And nothing happened to that. So all the while, I'm being subjected to humiliation while I'm trying to teach my son a lesson.
Yeah, but can I just jump in here, sir?
And I know what you're going to say, Ms. Henry, and I've gotten this from other people in the news media interviewed me about throwing this stuff off the roof of my house.
I mean, but you are. You're going to the roof of your house, tossing off a turkey, then you tossed off a rib roast just to see if the bones will break to try to teach your son this lesson. Now, I agree. Kids jumping off the roof of a house trying to hit a swimming pool can hurt themselves very, very badly.
All right.
But I'm not saying you shouldn't be suing, but I take it that you are upset by the laughter of your neighbor, and the first reaction, wouldn't it be normal to laugh at a guy who's throwing, you know, a turkey or meat or a rib roast off the roof of his house?
Well, I suppose you could laugh I said to him, I said, well, if my wife had just cooked it and tried to serve it for dinner, and now I go up to the roof and throw it off the roof, I guess I could say my wife's a bad cook, but it wasn't even cooked up. See, if it was cooked up, then he'd have a right to laugh, but it was raw and hadn't been cooked.
Which means that you weren't making fun of your wife's cooking.
Exactly. What I was trying to do is teach my son safety, and I was trying to teach my son responsibility, and I got a neighbor who's laughing at me now. I will say, with the greatest of respect for people across the country, I think I speak for millions of parents, next-door neighbors too often inject themselves into situations that got nothing to do with them. They laugh at you. They lean over the fence and make fun of you. And I speak for millions of Americans saying it's time for it to stop. If I want to be on the roof of my house throwing a turkey off of it or doing anything I want, he has no right to stand there and laugh at me and call me Evel Knievel or all of these things that he's calling me. And plus, my son hears this and repeats it at school to his friends.
Has your son been mocking you at school?
My son said, yeah, my dad was throwing a turkey off the roof. And, and this kind of made the rounds.
All right, Steve Bozell is with me from Corona, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In attempting to teach his son a lesson about safety and not jumping off of roofs, he threw a turkey off the roof of his house, and apparently the bones didn't break, or something happened, but he was laughed at by his neighbor. humiliated, and his wife dismissed it all by telling him to come into the house and get a phone call to the effect that he felt dismissed and humiliated. He's bringing a lawsuit based on primarily on the grounds that his neighbor, like millions of neighbors across America, are sticking their noses into people's personal affairs, leaning over the back fence and laughing. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you're a neighbor like this, or you have neighbors like this, but Mr. Bozell feels that in trying to teach his son a lesson on safety, his neighbor humiliated him. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell, did you talk to the people at Vons?
I called the people at Vons. I said that the turkey they'd sold me was frozen, which I did know it was frozen at the time, but I told them that I had thrown it off of the roof. I explained to the man everything I did. I was trying to teach my son a lesson in safety, and I threw the turkey off the roof of the house. The turkey was not damaged, but it did get obviously soiled and made contaminated, and I wanted a free turkey, and they had denied that. So really, the lawsuit is multifaceted in terms of suing my neighbor because of the humiliation and everything that he done. And Vons is refusing to replace the turkey.
But you had willingly thrown it off the roof.
I understand that, but I had done that in an effort to teach my son a lesson. I tried to explain that to the store manager. And
could you not just take it into the house and rinse it off if it didn't get damaged?
Well, it had gotten into some motor oil and some sawdust and things that had been sitting on the driveway. So I did not. I felt that it was impurified.
All right, Mr. Stephen Bozell joins us. He was trying to teach his son a lesson about safety. His son was jumping off the roofs of houses, and he took a turkey to throw it off the roof of the house, thinking that the turkey would be like a human being; it could break bones. He was laughed at by a neighbor. You say your son also laughed?
Well, my son was inspired by laughing when this guy called me Evel Knievel. The worst part of it, though, was when my wife came out and said, "You got a phone call," and I said, you know...
Tell me about that. She came out and said, "You got a phone call," and how did that strike you?
Well, I mean, it struck me the way it would any man. I looked at her and I said, "Don't you understand what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to teach my son," and she waved her hand as if to say, you're an idiot. So she dismissed me, called me an idiot. It's emasculating. And that's also what I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rich, go ahead.
I just had to call, Phil, because this guy is an idiot. Listen, dude, your own wife...
Well, you're calling people names. That's not going to get you any place. We have to intellectually talk about it.
Well, listen, you know, you sound almost lucid sometimes, but just listen to what you did. Your own wife is laughing at you. The neighbor's laughing at
you. My wife
did not. Laughing at you because you're a moron. Anybody knows with any kind of sense, you don't throw a frozen turkey off and expect some kind of physiological change to it. How tall is the roof there, genius?
Hey, my wife didn't laugh at me. She dismissed me. Also, if you're trying to teach your son a lesson about safety, he'd been jumping off of rooftops into swimming pools. I don't think that's the time to be laughing at that man.
Let's back up there for a moment there, genius, because
I'll tell you what, redneck. You know, you want to call me names and everything like that.
If you had a brain, your boy wouldn't be jumping off that pool. Obviously, you aren't the parent of the year.
So you don't. So your kids do everything right all the time.
Well, maybe, my kids ain't jumping off the roof, I'll tell you that.
How do you know?
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
Yeah, got you there, man. Got you there, genius.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, listen,
you don't know.
I'm not the one who's on
you
national radio being an idiot because you're throwing meat off. Hey, on the bottom line is you threw out two good meals just to give that boy a lesson, and he's still going to jump off the pool. Your wife's laughing at you. The neighbors laughing at you. The entire country's laughing at you. Why do you think our courts are so messed up because of morons like you filing frivolous lawsuits over said? Let me ask you this. How much money do you think you're going to get off this there, brain surgeon?
I'll tell you what, rocket scientist. My attorney says that $500,000, minimum is $50,000, for inflicting emotional distress, Which could wind up hurting my son in the long run, because if my son doesn't get that lesson, he winds up jumping off of a roof and conking his head off the coping of a pool. My friend there, this guy Hutchins, who calls me Evel Knievel and all that, he's going to have blood on his hands.
I bet you're paying that lawyer up front, aren't you? That lawyer's taking you just like everybody else, and he's laughing. I bet you he walked in there to the people in the law firm and said, "Wait, do you hear about this fish I got on the line? You're an idiot. You're not going to get a dollar."
Just to show what kind of guy you are, it's a female, Dolores Blazingame, and I've been doing business with her for 15 years.
Oh, listen to Gloria Steinem here. You're the one who's telling me that women got to do this and women got to do that, and that's disrespectful.
If you come out and you see your kid and his brains are all over the side of a swimming pool because he jumped off a roof, don't blame me. Don't come crying to me about it.
Yeah, well, that won't happen. That won't happen to me because I'm not as...
The idea, if I could jump in here, the idea here is that the lawsuit may seem frivolous from the standpoint you're suing for emotional distress.
Look, this guy thinks it's funny because I threw a rib roast off of a roof. I'm trying to teach my boy a lesson.
Well, you threw a rib roast? You said you threw a turkey?
Because they're like people.
You've been watching too much Quincy there, pal. They're not like people.
Okay.
First of all, how many people you know walk around and frozen, you moron?
Okay, this guy on the phone right now is just like this neighbor I'm suing. In that he...
So your neighbor kind of yells at you like this?
Yeah, he makes fun of me, calls me all kinds of names, like this guy.
Well, I'll tell you what. You all look in the mirror and say, now why is it that everybody's laughing at me? I'm telling you. I pulled off the highway, Phil.
Okay, what do you want me to do, sir? Do you want me to throw my wife off the roof? Maybe next time I'll throw my wife off the roof, and then you'll think everything's okay with that.
All right, okay.
Maybe you ought to throw yourself off the roof, because you're about as bright as a frozen turkey.
All right, Rich, thank you for your call.
If I could jump in, sir?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you how to do your show. I don't want to talk to anybody who is going to make fun of me or anything like that. I'm trying to teach my son a lesson.
No, I understand, and I have your lawsuit here. That man was he found it amusing on some level. Here is Lenny. Lenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. The comment that I'd like to make is that getting up on a roof and throwing a turkey off of it is really not the way to teach your child anything. You're up on the roof being dangerous. And you throw a turkey off, and if I was your neighbor, I'd probably laugh too. Hey, there's a guy throwing a turkey off, and if I knew the guy, he'd probably look at me and start laughing too, and that's the way it'd go. And, you know, you're worried about being humiliated, and then you come on down, and then you go back up with the rib roast. It makes no sense. And, you know, if your feelings are hurt by something that you did,
I came down because the turkey.
That's like a personal problem to me.
Ma'am, I came down because the turkey didn't get messed up enough, so I went down and I got the rib roast, which does have bones in it, and I threw that off the roof.
Yeah, now, and your wife said, "Get in here, you're an idiot."
No, my wife said this.
Why do you think it's so hard to believe that your neighbor would be doing that when your wife is?
She did not call me an idiot. She said there's someone on the phone. And
but why do you find fault with that?
Because she's telling me there's someone on the phone, and I'm trying to teach my son a lesson while a guy's laughing at me.
No, I thought a few minutes ago that you said your wife came out and said, "Come in here, you're an idiot."
No, she did not say you're, but she was dismissing me as if I was some kind of an emasculated idiot.
Okay, so you have this thing about your wife is humiliating you, your neighbor's humiliating you, you're humiliating yourself, sir.
How am I humiliating myself?
Going up on a roof, throwing a turkey off. You're humiliated because your neighbor laughs, and then you go do something even more stupid, getting a roast. Going back up on the roof, asking for more, and then they're humiliating me.
Ma'am, I believe I represent a lot of homeowners, and I notice the host is not saying anything.
You know what? You think you represent a lot of Americans, like you said, but I don't think you represent Jack.
Well, in a lot of ways, Mr. Bozell, I'm not interjecting because I want the callers to say what they want to say, but I think the lady's making some good points. I thank you for your call.
Well, I don't think you understand what it is to be a homeowner.
And I am a homeowner, and I am a father. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Because All right, I'm back with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Now, the story is you were trying to teach your son a lesson about safety and how he could hurt himself jumping off the roof of a house. You took a turkey that you had purchased at the store, you threw it off the roof. Your neighbor laughs, your son laughs, your wife comes out and says you're wanted on the phone and you feel she's dismissive of you.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And then you went into the house, took your belt off, and hit her with your belt. Isn't that right?
I did it away from the vision of my neighbor. I did not raise a welt on my wife.
Now, hold on for a minute. That you cannot hit a person. You certainly can't hit your own wife.
No, you can't leave a mark. It was a very old... Mr. Trainer, I was born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. I took my belt off, and I said, "You've humiliated me," and I lashed it across the back of her thighs a couple of times. Now, that is not the same thing as beating your wife. And she's still, and to prove it, she was still laughing at me.
So you came down, you got off the roof, pulled off your belt, hit her with it, and she still laughed?
Yeah, she's still laughing at me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Megan, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just can't believe the way that you're treating your wife. And this is even before...
What are you talking about? She's the one that laughed at me.
The last comment that you made. I think it's interesting that when a man is disciplining his son, especially, and the wife is dismissive of that, and she is emasculating you. However, when a mother is trying to discipline her son, men are often dismissive and say, "Oh, boys will be boys."
Well, I'm not
and
talking about men. I'm just talking about my situation. And my situation was she laughed at me. And then I came down, I pulled my belt off.
She didn't laugh at you. You said she didn't laugh at
you. She was dismissive of me, as if the phone call was more important.
You took that as laughter?
I'm sorry?
You took that as her laughing at you?
It's humiliating, yeah. Like, "Oh, come on, get the phone call and forget about all your stupid throwing a rib roast off the roof." And I'm trying to save my son's life by throwing that meat off the roof.
I think you have more to worry about in your son's future than him jumping off the roof and hurting himself.
Oh, ma'am, safety is number one among children. You've got to teach your children to be safe.
What about the safety of your son's future wife and children when you are hitting his mother because you feel she's being dismissive of the disciplinary lesson?
I spanked her with a belt a little bit. I pulled my belt off. And I folded it over.
And you folded it over in what?
And I took a couple of swats at her.
And you don't
she's
think
laughing
that's
at all. Me. She's laughing at me. And she's still
she'll
laughing
laugh
at me.
She'll laugh back.
You know
she
how...
hit you?
What's
she
that?
Take off her belt and hit you because she thought your idea was stupid. She laughed at you. So laugh back.
Okay.
Why? There is never an excuse to hit your wife, especially with a belt.
No one laughs at me.
Okay, I think you have bigger problems than your son jumping off the roof.
Why is that? Okay, I get it. So now the two of you, Mr. Henry and you, ma'am, you both think I'm loopy. Is that it? You think I'm nuts?
I think you have a problem if you're taking off your belt and hitting your wife.
Okay, but look it. How come even when I pull my belt off and I hit my wife with it, she's still laughing? Isn't that entitled me to get even madder?
What are you talking about, man? I mean, you hit her with a belt, and she still laughed. Did you hit her hard?
No, I didn't hit her that hard.
Well, obviously you didn't, because she's laughing at you. And that entitles you to be even more angry.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the one who thinks you're nuts, and that's why she's laughing at you.
What did I do that makes me nuts? I threw a rib roast off of a roof.
I'm not even talking about that. My whole comment is about the way you've treated your wife.
All of a sudden, it's about the way I treat my wife. I pulled my belt off and I beat her with it. And now the two of you...
You pull your belt off and beat her with it, man.
And that's okay?
You want to dismiss that as being...
It's not okay, but even after I beat her as hard as I could, she's still laughing.
So you beat her as hard as you could.
And
I thought you didn't hit her that hard.
Well, apparently I didn't because she... And that's what I mean. She emasculated me.
All right. So you beat her as hard as you could with a folded-over belt, and she laughed.
Yeah.
What did you do after that?
I just got in my truck and I drove. I don't know how far or how long. I just drove and drove.
I think you need to think about what it means to be a man. It's not throwing...
Oh, so now you're calling me a sissy, too. So after all of what I said, you're calling me a sissy.
I didn't call you a sissy.
No, she's not calling
you a sissy,
man. I said
you need to think about what it means to be a man. It's not beating your wife and thinking that's a good way to teach her and or your son a lesson. That's
well, obviously,
not what it is.
Obviously it's not when she falls on the couch laughing. Obviously it's not.
Yeah, I would think so. You beat her as hard as you could with a belt and she was laughing.
Yeah.
Did she call the police?
Nope. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you ought to be thankful she didn't call the cops, man.
Why?
Because you'd be in jail, dude. You'd be in jail.
Nobody wants to see my side of it. Everybody just wants to laugh at me. Ha, ha, ha. I beat you with a belt. Ha, ha, ha. I throw a turkey off a roof. Ha, ha. I throw off a rib roast. Ha, ha. Then my wife's, look, there's another guy back there laughing. I hate everybody here. I hate the world. If I hear anybody else laugh, I'm going to get pissed. Look at it.
He's in a, was he in a bar or something?
Hey, shut up, man. Why? Because you're laughing at me. I'll beat you with a belt. You'll probably still laugh because I don't hit very hard, apparently.
Man, oh man, oh man. Mr. Stephen Bozell beat his wife with a belt and she laughed. I think that's all we need to say. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?